We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
The jury is gathering around and getting ready to help Todd with his burning question. Did his wife overreact or...
You can't say vajuri and burning in the same sentence. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You can't ever do that again. I'm sorry.
I didn't even think of that.
All right, wrong.
Is he right or is she right? We will get to the answer. Todd, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Yeah, I want to do that, like, vagina trial thing you guys do.
Oh, no. The vajuri.
The vajuri.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The vagina trial. Okay.
Yeah, that's our nicer way of, saying right. It's the all-female jury.
Yeah, it's basically 7 or 9 women who convene to weigh in on a situation involving another woman. So you present your scenario to the jury, they will deliberate, and then they reach a verdict.
Well, I got in a huge fight with my wife, and I'm kind of trying to figure out, you know, who's right, who's wrong about this.
What did the fight entail?
Well, it was on our date night. Basically, we do a date. We have 2 kids, both under 5, so we do a date night once. Basically, it's the first Saturday of every month.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great, and always that day where we always have a date night. Okay, so here's the deal. I got a call during our last date night that my mom was having a major sort of flood issue at her house, and so I had to leave. I left date night for 30 minutes, and
so wait,
when I got back,
mom was having what kind of issue?
So the water heater in her garage broke, and so water was everywhere in the garage, like flooding stuff getting everywhere. So she called, she needed help, and so, you know, I went over. I had to leave date night, but I went over and helped for like 30 minutes.
Where was date night taking place? Are you like in the middle of a movie or?
We were at a restaurant. We went to dinner together. And my mom's place was 10 minutes away. I was literally 30 minutes. I was back at the restaurant, but by the time I got back, my wife had already paid the bill and gone home.
Oh, no.
What'd she do? That is a cold return home.
Did she take an Uber or something?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so she's so mad. Was she mad when you left the table?
Yeah, she was kind of like, I don't know why you have to do this. Like, you know, my mom's not an old lady. You know, she's in her 60s, so she can, you know, she knows she's got friends. She called a plumber already, but, you know, she needed help in the moment, and I wanted to go, you know, help her. So I left.
A couple of questions for you. Before you left to go help your mom, did you ask her, like, is this okay? Or how did that conversation go?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm like telling her what's going on, but, you know, my wife was kind of like, what's the big deal? She can handle it. You know, my mom's an adult. She can handle it herself. And I know she can, but, you know, there was a flood, you know, things were crazy, and my mom's close by. I want to help out.
How long did the fight last after date night? Like, how long were tensions?
We didn't talk the rest of the weekend and into the beginning of the next week. It was bad. It was like probably in 8 years of marriage, it was by far the worst argument we've had.
Ugh. And what's your wife's relationship like with your mom?
They get along. They have a good relationship, actually. But I think it's just, I think for my wife, it was, you know, date night has become like our only night together alone these days. So it's super important to both of us. And it's super important to me, too. But, you know, something came up.
Wow. All right. So the jury will convene and deliberate and then determine whether or not you were right in being a good son. And actually, a question before we get to deliberations. Do you have any siblings that live near your mom?
No, okay. I don't. All right. I have an older brother, but he lives away.
All right. So the jury then deliberates and decides if you were in the right by leaving date night to go help your mom in her flooded hot water heater.
Or if your wife had every right to be mad that you picked your mom over her.
Hey, if a jury, a female jury of my peers says so, I'm down.
You're talking about a juror?
Exactly.
All right, stick around for the jury's verdict coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Star 94.1.
All right, if you're just joining the Jeff and Jen Show this morning, we have put together a jury for our friend Todd here, who is in a big fight with his wife, and he needs to know, did she overreact or is he in the wrong? Todd, if you will, can you just give us a quick, like, 30-second recap of what's been going on with you guys?
Sure. I mean, we have two little kids. We had our sacred once-a-month date night going on, and I left it during the date night to go help my mom with a flooded water heater, basically. I left for half an hour during date night, and my wife was furious that I did it, but I thought my mom needed help, and that's where we are.
All right, Todd, we're going to put you on hold and talk to the jury. We'll pick you up with their verdict.
The verdict is on the way.
Hang on the line, okay? Hey. Just a second.
Cool.
Lauren in Kennesaw, how you doing?
I am great. How are you?
Welcome to the jury.
Thank you.
How would you like to side?
I want to side with Todd.
Todd.
Okay.
One vote for Todd.
So he should have gone to help his mother.
Absolutely. That is his mother. If he left to go help a female friend, you know, I could see her being upset about that. But that is his mother. And she should feel so lucky to be married to someone who, you know, is going to put their mother first when she needs help. You know, it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like she ran out of gas on the side of the road next to a gas station. She was at home. Her water heater busted. She, you know, she's.
Yeah, it was a situation. It was just a situation where some stuff could get wet. Not when she could get hit by a car after dark on the side of the road.
You know, it's going to.
Lauren in Atlanta.
Lauren on the jury.
What's your vote?
I also side with Todd.
Okay.
But, yeah, because, I mean, yeah, you're going to help his mom. I think that the wife could have made like a date night out of going to help the mom. You know, they could have done something fun along the way. I don't really know the whole story, like what happened if he went back to date night.
He did. He went back to date night
and she was gone.
His wife had left.
She Ubered home. Was mad.
One of our favorite Jeff and Jen Show listeners, Whitney in Smyrna. Welcome.
What's up, Whitney?
Welcome to the jury.
Hey, what's up? So I'm more like a attorney, but I'm going to side with Todd. I have a question. Like, why didn't you go with him? You know what I mean? Like, why didn't you get up and go with your husband and help his mom out? Like the other lady said, you could have made a time after that, and then you could have made him take you somewhere else after.
All right, pull the studio. Thank you, Whitney. Call anytime. Kelly Cheese.
Whitney just always knocks sense into me because, yeah, she probably should have gotten up. But originally, I want to side with the wife. He got up to go help with a water heater. Was it flooding the house? Like, was his mom dying or?
No, but she needed a bath.
Yeah, well, she could have waited until the end of dinner, and then they could have gone over there together. You leave me in a restaurant by myself, we got problems.
She needed a bath. She has her tea, she brushes her cat, she goes to bed. It's been that way since 1824.
Oh, man.
So you're saying that date night is sacred. Don't interrupt it.
Well, you can't. It's finish the date and then go help the mom. Because if it's not an emergency, like get in the car, we got to go now. If it's just like a broken water heater, let's wait and finish our date night and then go over there together. Mm-hmm. Like make room for both those women now.
Jen Hobby, where are you voting?
I'm not going to deliver my vote, my vote yet. I want to hear the other votes.
Are you being a coward?
No.
Order in this court. I got a gavel.
Janine, where's your vote?
Honestly, I think I'm on the wife's side for a different reason. I think her being mad for so long means that he didn't try to make up for it. He's just like, I care about this date night too. I was like, do you? Because you did not come home with an apology and an alternate date to make up for the fact that you just ditched your wife. Mm-hmm. You left her. And she's mad the whole time because she's hoping that you care as much as her. She's not mad that you, like, went to help your mom. That's an awesome thing. I totally agree. But, like, she's mad because, like, you continued to think that there was nothing else you could do. Like, I had no choice. I was like, really? You couldn't apologize? You couldn't make up for
it? She's mad.
Buy some flowers?
She's mad because you're such a Todd. Savannah.
I agree with Todd. I don't think that he should have to apologize to his wife. I think that she should have gone with him. I mean, like, that's family. You help your mom out, whether she's overreacting or not. They could have just rescheduled the date, you know, or, like, gone back to dinner later or whatever. Like,
I just wish he took that initiative.
Your vote doesn't matter, Jen, but what were you going to say?
Well, I was on the fence. That's why I was trying to listen to the entire the entire jury, because on one hand, I side with the wife.
You're not allowed to be on the fence. There's no such thing as a hung vag.
This is the jury, so I think you need to stop mansplaining anything, okay? And man-terrupting me.
There needs to be a man who runs the vajury.
No, there is not, and this is the head vajury of the vajury. This is the head vajayjay in charge here.
I'm the vajudge.
You're going to listen to me, vajudge. Because I sided with the wife because it ended so abruptly and he left her at the dinner table. That's not cool ever, anytime ever. And of course she was mad because she was sitting there alone. But then I side with Todd too because he's a good dude who takes care of his mama. So I had a split decision. So I will leave it to the rest of the jury to decide. And we determine in favor of Todd.
That is excellent news.
Which means you can drive to your wife's office right now and taunt her from the parking lot of crazy.
Don't do that. But, everybody said you were a good son and she should be happy that you care about your mom.
Thank you. I appreciate that and I will let her know.
Well, no, I don't know if you should do that. I think if we find in favor of the man, he should just file this away for his own mental well-being. No need to rub it in her face.
Yeah, you're a good decision maker. Okay. Just know that.
I will quietly sit on it then. But thank you.
Another successful vajury has deliberated.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.